It's a Terling Tourism Tuesday, presented by AO Tourism on News Talk WANI.
Offered up a like it this morning, your News Talk and information station again. Anthony, I love your coffee mug, by the way. Travis with us.
Thank you. I painted that myself, believe it or not.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Everything's big in Texas. That's a big mug.
It's a massive mug. Let's see. I think the year's on the bottom. Hold on. Nope, just my name.
There's no chance that fits in a cup holder in your car.
No, it doesn't. I have to carry it. This is my office mug. For all you wondering, it's dark blue and it just has the state of Texas on it. I painted it in like middle school or something.
And those of you that know anybody from Texas know that they love
Texas. We love Texas.
There's no doubt. So you brought a guest, Don Jackson, with us today.
Don has been a huge asset for Auburn Opelika tourism and the archery scene here in the Auburn Opelika area. You've spearheaded multiple improvements out at the Spring Villa archery facility, which is open to the public, right?
Mm-hmm. It is. Yes, it is. There's a component of it that is club-based. But no, the majority of it is open to the public.
Right.
And anyone in the public can become a member. So we'd love to have as many members as we can. Yeah.
Well, and archery has been on the forefront of my mind for a while. I've had more and more buddies getting into it just because it is such a discipline and practice sport that takes a lot of time to master. And it's a growing competitive sport as well, which is why we've been able to work with Don to help improve some of those facilities. So can you tell us a little bit about the most recent improvements that we've seen out there?
Yeah, the most recent improvement we've seen is commonly referred to it as phase two. It is the 3D part of archery, and what that amounts to, we had a guy come in, and the city of Opelika, working very closely with us, come in, cut three series of ranges, and there's 20 lanes on each one of those where we place foam-based targets. They're replicas of warthogs, deer, all kind of exotic animals, and then you go down through the lanes and you shoot the target. There's scoring rings on them. You compile your score, and then at the end you see who ended up winning.
So have already hosted a rather large competition out there, correct?
Yes, we did just have that. That was a couple weekends ago. It was the Central Zone, part of an affiliate group we are with is the Bohunas of Alabama.
Right.
They are divided up into three zones. And the Central Zone had their championship shoot at our course.
Nice.
Which was very interesting in the fact that we were granted that shoot before we had finished the 3D ranges. So a lot of faith was placed in us to get that put together, but it went off extremely well, very, very well.
So for me and the other listeners who might not know, can you tell us a little bit about the world of competitive archery, how this facility that we have in Opelika stacks up to other facilities within the state and the region, and just like where we are as a whole with this new improvement?
Yeah, well, we're new, so this is our first year. We just completed our first season. We have been very lucky, blessed to have the city of Opelika. Sam Bailey is all into this.
Yes.
Sam's the mantra that we work with is Sam wants it where when someone comes here to a shoot, on their way home, they're on the calendar looking for the next one. They want it to be that impressive. And with that kind of backing, with that kind of help, we've been able to pull that off. I have, through the years, shot in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
My favorite up until now was Metropolis, Illinois, until we did what we did.
Okay.
And the way that
far
it's
away,
laid
too.
Out. Yeah, and the way that it is laid out, the lay of the land, what we have to work with, realizing we didn't know until we had the mulcher go in and clear it all out, we had no idea what we had. The bag target facility, which is in across the road from where those, I guess I'm talking like everyone knows it, where the haunted house is at Spring Hill. Other side of the road, that is actually one of the premier facilities. We're not the only one that has it. I actually contacted, other way around, Marissa Futrell, who has since passed away, but she was a great advocate for us. She called and said, hey, we want to put one of these in every county. Where can we put one there? Nice. And so I talked with Sam, and Sam's like, let me see what one looks like. We went to Coleman, got to see what one looks like, came in and put it in there. It's a 120-foot covered pavilion where you shoot from, and with bag targets at five-yard increments all the way out to 60 yards. So Very nice. One of the best.
Well, there's also a lofted stand. Or, well, not lofted, but
elevated platform.
Yeah. Elevated platform where you can simulate what it would be like to actually, you know, be bow hunting out in the woods in a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, can you speak a little bit to what someone should do to become a member or get involved? You know, bow hunting's a pretty big practice, especially here in, you know, rural Alabama, but not everyone has opportunities to, you know, hone their skills.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about that.
Well, we have two ways of getting in touch or seeing what we have. One of them is a website, eastalabamaarchery.org.
Okay.
That's a little more static in that that is where we go information. That's
right.
where that's
yeah.
placed. But you can get a lot of information from that. See what it looks like, where it's located. And the other one is the Lee County Bow Hunters Facebook page.
Okay.
That's a little more dynamic. That's where we go in and actually make changes to things that are going on. Like this week we'll put on there that we have the haunted buck shoot that's coming, the date to be determined. Funny story on that one, I will give you the short version of it, is when Laura Lee, with the City of Opelika marketing team, when she laid out our logo, she put that in one of the banners in it.
Right.
As a joke, but I saw that and I'm like going, we can do something with
we
that.
Can do so
Sam and,
with it.
And Sam and Sam said we put that in there because we're hoping we can do something with it. So it's a collective group of us. But yeah, that will actually be probably that will be the end of September, 1st of October. We want to see and what it'll be combination of Halloween and the opening of bow season.
Very nice.
So there'll be a little bit of everything for that. There'll be headless deer. There'll be a bear that's a mummy. I mean, there's a lot of
a lot
of things we'll spin off and do. We're meeting tonight to actually discuss some of those things.
That's awesome.
So flying pig, we're gonna have
do
that. So
Don, how'd you get into this?
Started about 50 years ago, Miles Thomas Field had two hay bales stacked on the side on the road right beside the parking lot. And myself and a group of guys would show up down there in the evenings and shoot. And then fast forward to...
Legally?
Yeah.
Of course, Ben.
We assumed since the city put the hay bales there, it was okay.
Okay.
So we didn't feel like we were being baited up to do anything that we weren't supposed to. But that's when I started shooting, and a fair group of us that are a part of this club now, that's where it all started. And then I got involved in golf, got into the golf industry, left that. And I was just talking to a friend of mine who had done this for years. I said, hey, you still doing the 3D archery? Traveling around, he said, yeah. I said, well, what, you know, what do you need to do that? And he's like, bow and arrows. So got that and started. I started doing that. And it's the great thing about it is, in fact, we just hired up, just got a new member yesterday who's an ex-golf pro. And I told him, I said, you'll find that this archery with its disciplines and practice, if you want to be as good as you want to be, with and putting in the practice, that this is a lot like golf. It scratches a lot of the same itches. So I have enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's funny because any of the stuff that you guys bring through here, like we've talked about Ultimate Frisbee that's come through here.
Yeah.
Like I always ask, like, how do folks get into it? And I was assuming that probably at some point with bow hunter, and then thought, okay, when can I do this like year round, and how can I do it? And then, of course, the 3D comes into effect at that point in time.
Of course, and maybe I quit playing golf and went bow hunting because you can't make the ball bleed. So something has to die for it to be a successful outing. But no, it's just something that we started doing. Great thing about archery is for anybody.
Yeah,
right.
There's no one who's too small. There's no one who's too tall. There's no limit to it, and there's also no limit to being very good at it if you're willing to put in the practice. So it's a great discipline. It's a great sport.
It's funny because I think Travis is probably too young. We used to have it in PE. And then they stopped.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they did. I mean, PE, Even as I think when I was probably, and it was elementary school.
Ben, how big was the town you grew up in?
Population 500, but we had 750 in the school.
Whoa. See, I'm from Houston, Texas. We weren't doing any archery in PE, man.
Yeah, it was a taught thing, because he's talking about the discipline, that kind of thing. They taught, we taught square dancing, too.
That's awesome.
And then it kind of went away due to probably people saying you got weapons at school and everything.
Yeah, no, I mean,
like
it makes sense.
So that went away. But that's right. It's been interesting since this has come about to see, like, the comeback.
Because, right.
Like he was just talking about, 50 years ago, practicing on, random hay bales that were sitting out there and saw that they could use them, whereas then there was a span that probably would have been frowned upon, and then now you see, and I think the Olympics have helped too. I mean, you see people that have done sort of things such as that. So let me get to a break real quick. We'll come back. We'll talk about more stuff to do with tourism, including what all's taking place out at Spring Villa. Also, if you haven't been out there and grabbed lunch just across the street, if you had one of those burgers out there?
No, I have not.
That's pretty impressive. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
War Eagle, this is Coach Bruce Pearl, and you're listening to the Abby Award-winning Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor on News Talk WANI.
Hello, I'm Dr. Tommy Poole from Moores Mill Animal Hospital. Being voted Best Veterinarian in Auburn Opelika for 2025 is an incredible honor. I'm so thankful for this community and the chance to care for your pets. Looking for a vet? I'd be honored to take care of your pet. Look us up at mmvets.com.
Y'all, it is warming up. The spring weather is in full swing, but that means so are the bugs. Now, I've got the team members at Stark that are helping me get rid of the termites who are swarming, mosquitoes who are buzzing, and the ants who are definitely biting. So do as I do, and don't let the bugs ruin your outdoor fun. Hey, everybody. Ben from the Abby Award-winning Auburn Opelika This Morning in News Talk WANI. Take back your yard this spring. Stark's Mosquito Control Service can help you do that. With Stark Exterminator's most effective and environmentally friendly solutions available and that 100% customer satisfaction guarantee, eliminate the swarming termites and buzzing mosquitoes and biting ants. A team member from Stark Exterminators will be more than happy to come out for free to your home or business for that pest inspection. Call 855-STARK-NOW. That's 855-STARK-NOW. Get your home or business protected by using Stark Exterminators, who's been family owned for over 61 years. Stark Exterminators. Call 855-STARK-NOW or go to StarkExterminators.com.
Saturdays are all about the R, rest, relaxation, and re-energizing. But they also are a time to repair, renovate, and renew. This is Dozier Smith Tea, and we at Smith Tea Building Supply want to make it convenient for you. We are open on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon and can help with all of your projects around the house. We pride ourselves on getting you what you need and out the door quickly so you can finish the strenuous R's and get back to the rest, relaxation, and re-energizing we all enjoy. Stop fighting the big box battle and come see us this Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon at Winston-Smith Tea Building Supply in historic downtown Opelika.
Mark Traylor brought a guest with him, and we're talking Arbor Lake.
We've remodeled it. We're trying to create more of a 55-plus community that is really focused on active lifestyle. Would we go there?
We're targeting the clientele that's my age and Mark's soon-to-be age, active. We're looking for those who are vertical and mobile and want to stay that way for a good long while.
That's Howard Porter, but it's not really like an assisted living place. It's independent living.
What distinguishes us is the typical independent living. You'll pay a flat monthly fee that includes rent, utilities, meals, laundry service. I mean, you name it. If you're like me and you don't want to have to show up at a meal at a certain time, you don't have to pay for it.
I think you need to come see it. If you laid your eyes on it, you'd realize the value that we're talking about. And I think you owe it to yourself to just come out and visit and see if it's a fit for you.
Is there a model apartment?
Absolutely.
Schedule your appointment.
Go online, residence@arborlake.com. That's singular, arborlake.com.
The entire team at Auburn Oaks Farm would love to thank everyone who took the time and voted us Best Wedding Venue for the Best of Auburn Opelika 2025. Your support and continued trust in Auburn Oaks Farm is what makes us the best.
The longest continuously running radio station in the state of Alabama.
WANI.
Double like it this morning, your news talk and information station. We're talking tourism, which also includes Spring Villa. Zoe's is the place I was talking about, which was featured on one of your videos.
Yes, it was. Off the Eaten Path on YouTube, Chef David Bancroft eating in three restaurants that you probably have not heard of in the Auburn Opelika area.
And I've already made my pitch, and I got a witness in here, Don, that next time he needs the fat guy to do it. Don't get the skinny, good-looking guy to come on there and do
Ben
it.
Ben would like to make Off the Eaten Path with Ben Taylor. Yeah. I think that maybe I can pitch
it. I would do it for free. I mean, it just sounds like a cool thing to do. So we're talking archery. What did you want to get to something?
I just wanted to plug a couple upcoming events. Okay. We have USTA Weekend 2 55 and Over Championship that'll have around 700 people in town for tennis.
Wow.
And then we also have an all-in-play 4v4 soccer tournament taking place out at the Opelika Sportsplex, which will have about 400 people in town as well. Both of those are this weekend, so if restaurants are packed out in the Auburn Opelika area, it's visitors, so make sure you make them feel welcome, everybody.
But Travis, I thought people only came to town for football games.
No, you were so wrong. They also come for archery.
Exactly.
So we're going to get back to Don and the improvements they've made out there and, you know, what else we want to see them do in the future.
Yeah. The next thing we're looking at doing, we're going to spend the next 2 months as a push on it, is reaching out to schools.
Yep.
Because like you had alluded to, or you not alluded, you said that you had it in your school.
Mm-hmm.
There is a National Archery in Schools program that we want to contact them. There's other people that through us beginning this have contacted us and said, hey, we would like to see about taking this to younger people, whether it be through schools or just forming a young group. We're picking a couple of us that are going to go to be instructors, learn how to be instructors.
Very cool.
So that's the one thing. We want to be able to feed this great process, this
right.
great facility that we have, and the best way to do it is I found this out through golf, is to bring your young kids in.
Yeah.
Children will drag their parents into some things parents cannot drag their kids into. So.
Yeah, and I mean, they could develop clubs out of it. I didn't realize that they even had this, because I got two daughters, so they weren't involved in it whatsoever. Had zero interest, but one of my frequent guests, Tara Barr from Lee County Extension, her son was in a shotgun club at Auburn High. And I was like, what do you do there? And she's like, they go on competitions. Like, they go travel around. And I was like, how about that? So I'm sure that if you could get archery back in the schools, I mean, that'd be something, too. They'd develop a club, and then kids could compete as well as learn what and what not to do.
Yes, absolutely. No, and it's a perfect place to do it because, like I said, the bag target, which is where you would begin. We actually, when it was developed, by the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources with the state of Alabama, they have a youth side and an adult side.
Right.
So they keep them, because they keep them separate and give the kids a place where they can go and do what they do. And it's like a 5-yard, 10-yard, 15- and 20-yard target. Then when you get to where they're shooting past that, they can move over to the adult range and shoot it. But it's a great facility, and it needs as much activity going on there as we can promote and get out there. So that's the push,
right?
The next step, if you will.
And, you know, that's exactly how you foster the growth of a sport in a community. I mean, we saw it shot for shot. Huh. With the War Eagle Dive Club.
I'm sorry, I don't have a sounder.
Yeah, you don't have a button.
Boom. I don't have that. So.
But I mean, that's what we saw with War Eagle Dive Club that was founded just a couple years ago, and you know, the investment that the community had behind that led to, you know, us hosting the USA Diving National Championship, where a War Eagle Dive Club student actually participated in that event and won, local named Ellie Reese. And the only reason, like, we saw that kind of exponential growth so quickly was because the club was created. Well, like, the facility already existed in this scenario, but then the club was created to, you know, inspire more people to get into swimming and diving.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that, the community here around it grew. And from that, USA Diving saw the potential to partner with us on one of their largest tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And then it all came to fruition.
Yep.
And so that's a great example of other ways that our community is helping foster new sports, new opportunities for our locals here. And like Don said, like, archery is available to everyone. There's no one too small. It doesn't matter, you know, what kind of athlete you may be, mm-hmm. archery is an option for you, which just opens the door for even more people, and I love it.
For sure.
Before we get out of here, one more time, how can they find out how to become part of East Alabama Archery Club?
Okay, our website is eastalabamaarchery.org. Mm-hmm. On there is a link to membership and how to pull, how to make that happen. And then if you just want to see the day-to-day, what's going on, our Lee County Bow Hunters Facebook page. Mm-hmm. But mainly the EastAlabamaArchery.org website is the best place to go to.
And I Wonderful. Know you guys will post links to up on the website, aotourism.com.
Oh, yeah. aotourism.com to get mm-hmm. in contact with me. You can also find my email. Email me directly, and I'll hook you up with Don.
Anything else before we get out of here?
Volunteer. We got AJGA yes. next week. Make sure to click on the Volunteer AO tab at the top right of our page.
I'm gonna be out there playing Monday.
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw you on the. Is it the Pro-Am? Is what they're calling it?
They call it a Pro-Am. We're playing
Ben's
with the pro. No, we're playing. The kid's the pro.
Yeah.
It's you want to talk about it? You've been
studs.
Around golf.
Mm-hmm. These kids are studs.
So man. Kid, we got paired with last year, a little younger. So he was good. But the girl in front of us, 2 under through 9, and then she
on an RTJ course
She was playing from the whites too. So if that tells you anything, you being a golfer yeah. know what I'm talking about. Yep. So she was not playing from the women's tee. She was playing from the whites, 2 under.
Yeah.
I kept up with it because when we drove up, I was like, she can play. We got to play her. So I spent the entire time watching her score.
Right.
And yeah, I counted 2 under. It could have been better. It could have been a little worse. But oh, wow. yeah, she was impressive. Kid we were with, he was impressive. We saw you out there. Mm-hmm. I think our dude was like
filming.
Our dude was like 12. So he didn't, but she could hit the ball. I mean, she was a player. So yeah. I'm looking. Do you know who we're playing with? You need to tell me that.
I do, but
you're not going to tell me.
You're going to find
be a surprise.
Out there, yeah.
All right. AOTourism.com is where you find those guys. Don, thank you, man. Thank you for not embarrassing me hanging out with a guy that we know for that I've known since the fourth grade. He's got more stories on me than you could ever imagine, I'm sure.
It's my next guest.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. Albert Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. AOTourism.com. Don't forget to hit that volunteer tab up at the top right.
We're streaming online at newstalkwani.com and the Radio Alabama app.
WANI.